My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
A lot of people picked up what I've been saying about how the Yankees can't pay Juan Soto more than they're paying Aaron Judge. And, you know, people, I'm serious about that. I think because of Aaron Judge's performance and because of what he has done here and the records that he has been setting and the record pace he's on right now, I'm not trying to be an idiot about it. I'm trying to be pragmatic about it and understand the finances of what's going on. And I know Yankee fans would be angry if they were unable to re-sign Juan Soto, but really that's going to come down to Juan Soto and what he wants to do in terms of his life and how much money he is expecting. Now, he turned down a lot of money from Washington, turned down a lot of money, I believe, from San Diego, and now is in a prime position because of the lineup that he's in and who's hitting behind him has a lot to do with this. Now, he's a great ball player, don't get me wrong. You know, I wanted him back here 3 years ago when Jerry was bopping all over the studio.
Yeah.
So I would just, if he wants $500 to $600 million, which I would think that he's going to want, I just don't know how the Yankees can do that. I mean, they can do that and go out there and play with 6 guys, and then if he gets hurt, they're screwed.
All right, so let's, I guess, go back to the time of Derek Jeter and him being the captain of the New York Yankees, and the Yankees would spend so much ridiculous money in these off seasons to go out and get the best pitchers and the best hitters, and inevitably, he was not the highest paid player on the team.
Let's face it, A-Rod wanted to come here. A-Rod said, hey, I'll go play third base, even though he knew that he was a better shortstop overall than Derek Jeter, and he was the better player overall in terms of numbers and explosive numbers and things of that nature. I know that's blasphemy for Yankee fans to hear, but it's true. And Derek Jeter, they went to him and said, what do you think? And he said, fine, because he was the captain, and he knew that A-Rod would make the team better. I kind of feel like Aaron Judge would say, fine, you can pay him more than me. I just don't necessarily know the Yankees want to pay him more than...
Well, they're going to have to. And it's also, it's not apples to apples. It's because when they hit free agency. And the market is what, you know, for you, what it is at that time. It's what you're worth. And the San Francisco Giants offered a ton of money. What the Padres offered a ton of money for Aaron Judge during his free agency. He decided to take the deal that the Yankees were offering him. And Hal Steinbrenner said, hey, if you want to be a Yankee, you got to take this particular deal. And he did. So if you went up to Aaron Judge and said, all right, Juan Soto could be a Yankee, but he's going to be paid more than you,
he would say, fine.
Or Juan Soto's not a Yankee and you're the highest paid Yankee, I'm sure he'd opt for Juan Soto.
I think he would do exactly what Derek Jeter did when they went and got A-Rod. I'm not saying it's him.
Right.
I'm saying what it is, it's the reality of how much money Juan Soto is going to command. And right now, I was looking at SpotTrac, and SpotTrac estimates different amounts of numbers, and you look into the future and you see what the contracts are, and we all know what the contracts for the Yankees are. I mean, the Yankees will have close to, you know, $90 million before they hit the tax threshold next year, I believe. But how are you going to spend that $90 million? Are you giving 50 of it to one guy and then 40 for 22 other guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you'd have to if you wanted to keep on.
I don't know if it's eight, maybe it's 18 guys. I would have to look at it again.
So, so just to be clear, it's not that you don't think that the,
it has nothing to do with Aaron Judge.
The statement is not that the Yankees can't pay Juan Soto more than Aaron Judge because Aaron Judge is the captain and he's the guy and he's a homegrown Yankee and everything else. It's that can the Yankees actually on the books add a salary that's more than Aaron Judge with Cole's salary on the books, with Stanton's salary on the books, and then you're adding another one on top of Judge, that's where you're saying the Yankees can't fit that.
Yeah, I mean, and I look at, you know, I try to look at these numbers, and I think that they're relatively accurate when it comes down to trying to figure out how much the Yankees will have next year to spend before they hit the tax threshold, which I believe is $244 million. No, they're over it this year. The Mets are over it this year. The Dodgers are over it.
But there's levels of it. So, I mean, you go over it a little bit, you get penalized a little bit. You go over it a lot, you get penalized a lot.
So the tax threshold right now for this season is $237 million, according to SpotTrack. And the Yankees are number three on the salary list. Their estimated salaries are $314 million right now. They're minus $77 million in space that is estimated before they get to that tax level. Their tax bill is $60 million right now. All right, so when you go to 2025 and you look into the future, and this is, you know, anybody can do this and go to SpotTrack and look at this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.